We have a community drought program this time to help the towns and the communities get through these difficult times, and we, on the basis of updated climate information, we're able to add now Richmond and Barcoo and Coonamble in New South Wales to the list of communities that will be eligible for that program.
So what does it mean for them, being eligible?
Well, it means they'll be eligible for up to $1.5 million to support local community projects, which we hope will help make those communities more resilient in the future, but add vital infrastructure also, creating jobs in the local communities so that people will be encouraged to stay there rather than move away and perhaps never come back. So what we want to do is to have proposals, projects that can make a long-term difference, but also provide jobs now.
Do they have to be sort of spade ready to go, these projects, to get up?
Well, naturally, we want them to be ready to go as quickly as possible. There have been 14 councils that have been eligible for this program up to date, and five of them have submitted projects. So I would certainly encourage the other nine to also get their projects in, because we want to create the jobs now.
Yeah, it's not a little bit too late.
Well, obviously, this is help that's coming at a time of a disaster, and we want to encourage people to be able to stay if it's at all possible. Now, I think these programs will make a difference. We'd like them to make a difference in the long term. We're relying on local communities to identify what they think will work, and then clearly we want proposals that are viable, employ local people, that we want projects that will buy from local stores, so that, in fact, the whole community can have some kind of relief during these tough times.
Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, you describe this as a disaster. I've not heard that description before from a federal minister.
Well, it's a natural disaster, and it's a natural disaster like floods and hailstorms and cyclones, etc. But this is a disaster that takes a long time to, I guess, deliver the punt.
Over a Turnbull government in the run-up to the next election, do you envisage that we will see further changes to drought policy? Because it has been an area that hasn't been fully resolved.
Well, there's always a desire to look for, I guess, new ways of dealing with the issues. What we, I think, need to do is, wherever we can, help communities to be able to store water, and that's the reason why we're very keen on a policy to build dams wherever we can. That will only help some communities, but the more we can make strong and resilient, the better. Obviously, farmers need to have the management systems in place also to help them to store fodder in good times, if that's what they're able to do, and our new tax concessions in that regard, I think, can make a difference. There's never been a better time to be able to build those sort of things for people who've actually got tax issues to deal with. I know in drought times many people are just looking for cash, and tax is the last thing on their mind. But these are incentives for those who are able to do so to enable them to be on their own account more resilient in the future.